This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's hump day, and you wait a minute. It is Wednesday, isn't it, Chris? It's yeah, I knew it. It's Wednesday. We made it. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. You've officially made it over halfway through the week. Put a smile on your face. Here's what we have on tap for tonight. We are going to discuss the system and accountability, the Secret Service director, acting director. He had a phone call today. You probably didn't hear about it. Here in about a minute, I'm going to read you something from it. We're going to have a long talk about that. We're going to talk about the chess the communists are playing in Arizona. We might have some trouble there. Obviously, inflation is going to be discussed in depth with the terrible news that came out today. The debate being rigged, Ilhan Omar won her primary but almost lost it, who's running America, all that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to bring something up, though, before I get to the Secret Service director. And you should know, I'll read you the Secret Service director. I have a transcript of what he read to the Secret Service agents today, but I'm going to talk about something different right now. And I was going to bring up a boot camp story, but I realized that ends up getting, people can't picture that, so they don't know it. But have you ever seen the movie Full Metal Jacket? Ever seen that movie? Certainly not a movie for kids. It depends on probably your age if you've seen it. So don't worry about it if you haven't seen it. I'm going to break what I'm talking about down here in a moment. It's a Marine Corps movie, Marine Corps, Vietnam. It was made, of course, to kind of jab at Vietnam and jab at the military, but Marines love the movie. Love it. Every Marine I've ever known loves the movie because it gives the most realistic depiction of Marine Corps boot camp I've ever seen in my life. In fact, they hired a Marine Corps drill instructor to be the lead drill instructor in boot camp. They wanted him to sound like one, look like one. So you're getting a vision. Again, I want to stress this is not for kids, of Marine Corps boot camp. And there's this one guy, every platoon in boot camp has one. There's one guy who just doesn't cut it in this Marine Corps boot camp. And in fact, most platoons have more than one, but there's always a guy. And, you know, I'm rude, so I'm just going to be honest about it. There's a guy who's too fat or too weak, he can't cut it. There's a guy, usually more than one, who's too stupid, he can't cut it. We had one of our guys in boot camp. I'm obviously not going to name him here.
They force you to shower and shave. Cleanliness, hygiene is a really big thing. Militaries make that a big thing because it prevents disease and things like that in combat. One guy never remembered to shower at night. And one night after he'd forgotten to take a shower, when they tell you to take a shower, he knew they were coming by to inspect him. They demanded to see his washcloth because he stunk so bad because he hadn't showered. He snuck behind his bunk and tried to spit on his washcloth to make it. Again, this is the kind of idiocy you deal with. You bring enough guys in, you're going to have a moron. You're going to have a weakling. Every platoon has a guy. And in the movie Full Metal Jacket, the guy's name is Pyle. Gomer Pyle is his name. Or no, Private Pyle is his nickname, obviously. I know they gave him the nickname of Pyle. Okay? And he's the guy who doesn't cut it. He's an idiot. He's too fat. He's out of shape. He ruins everything. And then, as oftentimes is the case, the stupid idiot who ruins everything also was a liar and corrupt. And Pyle, at some point in the movie, he gets caught with a jelly donut. He's not allowed to eat jelly donuts. They control your rations in boot camp. I was on double rations. That means exactly what you think it means, and I rubbed it in all my friends' faces. I was so skinny, they put me on double rations, so I just got to eat everything I wanted. But if you're too fat, they'll put you on half rations, and you'll drop weight like that. Either way, he would not be allowed to have a jelly donut, and you're most definitely not allowed to bring food back to the barracks. Now, by this point in the movie, just stay with me, I'm going somewhere with this. By this point in the movie, Pyle had screwed up a bunch. He was the screw up in boot camp. And after he gets caught with a jelly donut, the drill instructor takes a different tactic. He tells Pyle to stand there. He doesn't have to do push-ups anymore. No, no, no. You're not going to have to do anything. You're not in trouble at all. You stand there and you eat the jelly donut. Everyone else in the platoon, they're going to do push-ups. They're going to suffer and experience pain while you stand there and eat the jelly donut. You stand there, and of course he throws in a bunch of things I can't say for a family radio show. You stand there and eat, they will pay for your sins. And Pyle stands there and eats that jelly donut, and all the other Marines get punished for it. The other Marines end up beating the living crap out of Pyle. I believe it was that night after they had been forced to do push-ups. Now, that's an ugly story, depending on who you are. If you're one of the hard chargers who listens, you heard that and said, yeah, that's how it goes. That's how it should go. If you're one of the softer types, kids, women, in the Navy, people like that, maybe that will bother you. But what that really is a story of is accountability. And that is how it was in the Marine Corps. That's how it was in boot camp. That's how it was. Why was it that way? Is it because we were all really mean? We were meanie McMean faces, all of us? Is that why? Or is it because we are going into a dangerous situation? We have an important mission. And each and every man must do his job. Because if he doesn't do his job, the cost of failure is somebody's life. Maybe his life, maybe his friend's life, maybe his life and his friend's life, maybe the entire platoon's life. If you are on guard and you fall asleep, it is not a small thing. You might have some ISIS-K dork slip up next to you, slit your throat, go drop a huge bomb in the middle of your platoon and incinerate 50 Marines because you couldn't stay awake on post. Therefore, you understand when you have an important mission, accountability isn't a sometimes thing. It is everything. It is all that matters. When the mission is important, accountability is everything, and we will have accountability in this platoon, whether it's comfortable or whether it's uncomfortable. No matter what we have to do, you will do your job because it's life or death. That was the message behind that. Now I want to talk about the acting Secret Service director today. he had a conference call with the Secret Service. I have a transcript of part of it right here in front of me. And I just want to remind you quickly that a month ago, due to Secret Service failure, if we're being nice, a bullet came within 2 inches of splattering Donald Trump's brains all over a stage on camera. And this today, this was Roe, Acting Director Roe, to the Secret Service. Look at your brothers and sisters and the people who left and right of you. You're in this situation with them right now. Build them up. Be better teammates. President Lincoln said a house divided will fall. We have to have unity and a singular focus as an organization now. One thing they want to talk to you about is this. Imagine if you had a family member, maybe your father, mother, sibling, or spouse, and they've dedicated their lives to being a core professional. They become a special agent or uniformed division officer. They've made contributions, but somehow one day they show up to work and somehow their coworkers now view them differently. They view them as inferior. They view them as not being significant contributors to what we're trying to do. If that was someone special to you, I'm pretty confident you would be upset by that. I have been saddened by some of the comments that have been directed at our agency, some by people who actually carried the same mission that I did or that you do. But we cannot allow that toxicity to creep into our culture. God bless you and thank you for your time. That was the acting director of the Secret Service addressing an organization that almost got Donald Trump murdered a month ago. Let's have a little chat about that, shall we? That, the system, corruption, accountability, little things like that. Before we get to that, let's hold ourselves accountable for where we spend and don't spend our money. I try to be honest with you when I screw up, when I spend money somewhere I shouldn't, and I do, just like you do. It's hard, and when you're surrounded, when every institution's been taken over. But one thing we don't have to compromise on is where we purchase our bedding. I know you can go purchase bedding a lot of different places. Almost all those places hate your guts. MyPillow, they're the company. They don't just share your values quietly. You know, it's not something they whisper behind closed doors. Hey, guys, we can't let Harris win. MyPillow announces it publicly and proudly that they believe what you believe. They stand with you, and they want America to return to what it was. Not only that, they have the most incredible freaking products. Incredible products. And a bunch of sales right now. They have a queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 right now. Mattress topper, huge discount, towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com. You click on the radio listener special square, use the promo code Jesse, or call them 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Do not forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. In case you're just now joining us, I was talking about Marine Corps boot camp, accountability, how accountability is everything, and people who have important missions will ruthlessly enforce accountability because the mission is so important. That's why Marine Corps boot camp's brutal. And then I talked about the acting Secret Service director today. I'm not going to read the whole thing again. Having some conference call with Secret Service. And it was a gigantic touchy-feely support your brothers and sisters session. Not a fire and brimstone session. Not a you will be fired and you will be fired and we're going to have more rigid tests. No, it was a whole bunch of this crap. President Lincoln said a house divided will fail. We have to have unity and a singular focus as an organization right now. This is a huge part of what plagues this country, and this goes way, well beyond government institutions. We'll focus on government institutions for the time being, but this comes back to the system, the corrupt system that governs this nation. The system only exists to protect itself. Remember that story about Christopher Wray? Right after Trump appointed Christopher Wray and we all wanted FBI reforms, and Christopher Wray came out and said, well, yeah, it's my job to protect the agency. Excuse me? What? No. It's your job to solve crimes, and it's your job to reform and improve the agency. But that's not how Christopher Wray sees himself at all. He sees himself as the shield. The agency must be protected at all costs. The Secret Service almost got Trump's brains blown out a month ago, and they're interested in protecting the Secret Service. They don't view their role the way you view their role, the way I view their role. You view the Secret Service's job as protecting the life of the president, vice president, former presidents, doing things like that. The Secret Service views its job as protecting the Secret Service. You view the FBI's job as solving crimes. The FBI views its job as protecting the FBI. The CIA. You want the CIA to be America's eyes, ears, spies, sources, tell us what's happening. That's how you view the Foreign Intelligence Organization of America. The CIA views its job as protecting the CIA. The system exists only to protect itself. This is the problem. This is the problem. It's not just that we have problems, and we'll get to the financial problems in a moment. With all this recession stuff, it's not that we have problems. It's that no one is even trying to solve the problems because we have rotted and corrupted to such a point where the only thing people care about is their specific seat, their specific organization, and it operates in the exact same way a criminal organization operates, because the government has become a criminal organization. If I start a business, Jesse's Burgers, I will start out and I want to make money, obviously, but I'll want to make great burgers, great customer service. That's going to be our focus. Our focus is burgers, customer service, making money, burgers, customer service, making money, you know, capitalism, free market, small business, working hard. That's my focus, because it's a good business with a good purpose. Let's say I'm not making ends meet. Maybe I'll hire a crooked business partner. We'll call him Chris. And he decides, hey, this burger thing doesn't even make that much money. Why don't we sell meth? Let's sell meth instead. What if I convert Jesse Kelly's Burgers into a meth shop and we sell meth out back and burgers out front? Well, then the business motto will change from good burgers, great service, making money. The business motto will change once it becomes a criminal organization, and the motto simply becomes protect the business. So someone comes back in, hey, you didn't put cheese on my double cheeseburger. Shut up. I don't care. Go away. That's what has happened with the United States government. We have so filled it up with losers and criminals in every single agency that now the government's only concern, it's not you. And this is going to lead us right into inflation and stuff like that. It's not you. It's not me. It's not the cost of food. It's not war in the Middle East. They don't have any of these concerns at all, because they don't view their mission as being anything you would view their mission as. Their only concern is protecting the criminal racket they have going. And that's the only reason the acting Secret Service director just had an all-hands-on-deck meeting to tell his Secret Service that they should be nicer to each other and get along. Not an all-hands-on-deck meeting saying 30% of you are about to be fired. Get your resumes in order. Not an all-hands-on-deck meeting saying this guy's gone, this guy's gone. We're improving training. We're eliminating this. Not an all-hands-on-deck meeting saying everyone's vacation is canceled. Be in for training tomorrow. Nope. An all-hands-on-deck meeting. Imagine if, this is a direct quote, imagine if you had a family member, maybe your father or mother, and they've made contributions, and now someone views them as inferior. Ugh. And that's why nothing has improved. And until that changes, nothing will improve. Now, that leads us directly into the economy and inflation. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. All right, let's dig into the news from today. Look, it's bad. There's a lot of this stuff out
there.
Real
average weekly earnings for the month of July actually down 0.2%. Energy prices unchanged. Food prices jumping 0.2%. And then if you get into a couple of other things here, housing still a little sticky there, up 0.4%. And I'm giving you month over month numbers just to be clear here.
But those are just numbers. I could give you all kinds of numbers right now. In just the last 4 years, gas is up 50%. Food's up staggering. It's just number after number. I could list all the numbers for you, but I don't have to. And I think we shortchange ourselves when we do that, because the truth is that people are suffering and they're not making it.
How hard has inflation hit you?
It hit me hard. It's hitting me hard.
Who do you blame for it?
I blame the federal government at this point. If a working class mom who works as a paralegal cannot buy a $2 bell pepper because it's now $5, imagine a mother living on food stamps.
A bell pepper for $5? I think Jewish producer Chris just had a heart attack right there in the air.
Imagine a mother who's making minimum wage trying to feed children. They're killing us without killing us, if you understand that. They're killing us without telling us they're killing us. They're hurting people in ways that they can't help themselves. It's either feed my child or, well, how about feed my children, and I don't, but I have to go work.
Americans are suffering badly. Here's some more of it.
I feel like everything that you purchase at the store now has gone up substantially. So learning how to budget better has been a challenge. There's going to be some sacrifices that we have to make as a family.
Nowadays, it's just hopelessness, because we don't know when this doom loop is going to end.
I buy for the grandsons, so it's just the prices have gone up so much.
I don't like the prices. I think they have gone up a lot.
What are the biggest things that you're thinking about or concerned about right now? my mortgage and energy bill and groceries.
Yeah, people were hurting. And it's because of the government. At least the first lady acknowledged that. And that is the disconnect people are not getting. 59% of Americans, of course, CNBC puts wrongly, 59% of Americans wrongly think the U.S. is in a recession. No. We are in a recession. I don't give a crap how you define it. The American people are suffering to the point this is a recession. Just because you have so twisted up this economy and turned it into some kind of gangster capitalism thing where the government has now partnered with major corporations against everyone else, against the people and against small businesses, we are in a recession. People are drowning. And the problem is people don't understand why they're drowning. They don't understand it's the government spending and printing of money. They don't. And that's why the politicians get away with saying things like this.
Prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high. You know it and I know it. You know, when I was attorney general, I went after price fixing schemes. And when I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices.
Okay, so she's, of course, attacking corporations there. So your liberal Aunt Peggy believes prices are too high because of price gouging. And they say things like she just said, on day one, I'm going to bring down inflation on day one. And look, you know what? I don't even just want to blast dome there. I don't want to blast away at dome because Republicans will say this kind of same stuff too. We'll start bringing down inflation on day one. Well, let me ask you something. If I choose to let myself go, maybe you've been here before. It's just donuts every meal of the day. I never work out. Go home, knock back a 12-pack of beer every night. And I do this for a period of 10 years, let's say. I'm finally obese, heart disease, skin looks bad, I look terrible. Can I stand in front of anyone and say, I'm gonna fix this tomorrow? Is that a thing that's going to happen? It's not a thing that's going to happen. It took you 10 years of abusing yourself to get there. I'm not going to say it's going to take 10 years to fix it, but you can't fix 10 years of damage on day one of anything. It's not going to be simple. It's not going to be easy. It's going to take time, and it's going to involve pain. If you want to be saved, that's what it will take. I want politicians who are willing to have an honest conversation with the American people. An honest conversation now, so the honest conversation doesn't have to come when austerity gets here. An honest conversation now may one day prevent the slashing of Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, military, government agency, government program after government program, slashed and slashed and slashed. The only way to prevent that day from coming is having an adult conversation right now. And that conversation goes something like this. We have to cut. We have to make large cuts. And we have to make them right now. When it comes to things we love, it's easy to cut things we hate. But when it comes to things we love, cuts have to come. The United States military, best in the world. Huge fighting force. Wonderful. Wish it could stay that way. The United States military must be cut in order to save the financial system of the country. When it comes to things older retired folks rely on, we must place them in the highest priority because they're oftentimes not in a position where they can dig themselves back out. But those who aren't in the highest priority, I'm talking about an old person who has to have that Social Security check or they don't pay their rent, that person gets priority one. Everyone else, cut, gone. I want the federal government to come to me, 43-year-old Jesse. I've been working since I was 15. I want them to look at me in the eye and I want them to be honest with me and tell me, Jesse, all that Social Security money you paid in is gone. You will never, ever see a dime of it. The program, we have managed to bankrupt it. We have to use whatever money you've paid in to care for a couple of those older people because they're priority one. every single thing must be slashed now, or what we're experiencing is the very beginning of the end of any kind of a financial system you would recognize. Because from here, with the interest on the debt gobbling up so much of the debt, where does that put government? Allow me to break the really bad news to you. The government has to jack interest rates up through the roof. The government has to, you ready for this? You want to save the financial system? The government has to raise interest rates so high it causes a recession. Did you know that? Did you know that the guy who jacked interest rates up to 17% under Jimmy Carter, he's vilified to this day, understandably. My father, get him ranting about 17% interest rates. You know that that guy probably prolonged America's shelf life by what he did? Once you print trillions of unbacked dollars, once you get to the point you're running trillion-dollar deficits every single year, you must slash and burn every single thing, and you must also raise interest rates because the alternative is so much more horrific than that. Let's talk about what that alternative is in just a moment before we talk about that alternative and what that looks like. And it's the likely outcome, so I would stay tuned for a minute before we start talking about that. It is time to prepare for a rocky future. In fact, it's way past time, but preparation has to start now, doesn't it? Part of that means your personal well-being. I tell you about me trying to make improvements, and I am. I'm trying to do the best I can do. I ain't perfect at all. But taking a male vitality stack from Chalk every single day, it ensures that I'm getting the vitamins and minerals I need. It ensures my T levels will remain quite high as they are. It'll ensure that I remain focused, able to do my job well, able to be a parent well, able to be a husband well, able to be a citizen well. And it will ensure that I can see things clearly as they come down, because there is a lot that is going to be coming at us in the coming years. Go find out what Chalk can do for you. It's more than just a male vitality stack or female vitality stack. They have so much wonderful stuff from the anti-communists at Chalk. Call them or text them. They'll talk to you. 50-CHOQ-3000. That's 50-CHOQ-3000. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, having a hard conversation. We're going to move off this and talk about some other things here in just a minute. I just want to finish this because I just brought up what has to be done in order to save our financial system. We are currently in a death loop where they keep spending, they keep printing without end. Spending, printing, spending, printing, spending, printing. Inflation rates are high. Interest rates are still too high and people want them to come down. I want them to come down. It's understandable. But in order to stop the inflation death spiral, they have to slash spending and actually increase interest rates. Well, here's the problem with that. They're not going to do either of those things. Because the truth is, politicians, Democrat and Republican, they get elected by promising to give people things. If you're a Democrat, if you're Dome, they promise that on day one, they're going to hand you an even bigger welfare check and we'll go after the corporations. That's how Democrats campaign. Republicans will campaign on, we're going to save Social Security. We're going to save this and save that. They love to campaign on the things they're going to save, the things they're going to hand out. So neither party is going to intentionally raise interest rates, and neither party is going to slash spending. And that means we are officially in the death loop. And the death loop is this. Inflation continues to go up, 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 up. What does that mean? The prices of everything in your life continue to go up. Your dollar goes less and less far. And this goes on and on. Eventually, interest rates are forced to be raised at least a little because of the hyperinflation that's coming. And as soon as they jack interest rates up, America, we can't even buy our own debt. We won't be able to sell government bonds in this country. What I'm trying to say is, in the end, if if they don't stop spending and printing, and if they don't raise interest rates, and if they don't slash government spending, well, I already said that part, and we all know they're not going to do those things. If those things don't happen, then we have unending inflation. Unending inflation to the point we will see people starve in this country. It sounds like something that's beyond belief. It sounded beyond belief in a little place called Rome for about 1,000 years, and eventually people starved to death. That mighty Roman army that conquered the known world at the time eventually was nowhere to be seen when the barbarian hordes were battering down the gates of the capital city. We have to do the one thing neither party, and more importantly, the one thing the American people don't want to do. We have to stop the spending. We have to stop the government checks. Look, at least Republicans act like they give a crap about it. This was Jared Bernstein today.
You said we hear you, we've been hearing that message in some form over the past 3 years. And the fact is the prices are not coming down. They're going up. Debt is also rising. That's going up. So why should Americans believe the president and vice president?
Well, there's some prices that are definitely coming down. So there are airfares. Yes, airfares are lower now than when President Biden took office. So airfares are lower now than they were pre-pandemic. And airfares have been falling for about 15 months in a row.
He was just asked about people not being able to afford food, rent, gas, and the power bill. And the economic advisor for the White House bragged that you can get a Southwest Airlines ticket $25 cheaper now than you could 4 years ago. These are the people who run the government.
Does the White House at this point think that the inflation problem is solved?
The momentum is certainly in the right direction. Inflation is reliably coming down. We have a record of disinflation, meaning slower inflation, that is now 60% or a little bit more than that off of its peak. And so this is a consistent trend that's been moving in the right direction.
There is, I believe, some potential good news here and a potential way out. There is another way you can try to solve this problem. It's not enough, but it would go a really long way. You can try, when you have an economy the size of ours, when you have a $20 trillion economy, you can try to grow your way out. Energy would be a huge part of that. Oil, gas production, natural gas, things like that. Energy is still worth a fortune. The world still wants as much of it as they can get their hands on. So it would really, 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 really help if Dome didn't win another 4 years. Get Trump in there, open up the energy policies of this country. That can at least slow down the inflation debt spiral. But that in and of itself is not going to be near enough if Republicans happen to take over again in November and then spend their time bragging about all the stimmy checks they hand out to people. Ah, another $1 trillion bill. I'm so happy. It won't work. But if we could bind some spending cuts with economic growth, we can wade our way through the muck. My concern is I see precious little of that being promised. And more importantly, I don't see the American people calling for it. I've asked before, I'll ask it again. Name me the last Republican, not Democrat, Republican who lost their seat in the House, Senate, or presidency because they spent too much money. I realize incumbent Republicans have been beaten before, especially on issues like immigration and whatnot. Name me the last Republican in the House, Senate, or presidency who lost their seat, and the main driver of them losing their seat in a primary is they spent too much money. You probably can't do it. I can't think of a single one. And what does that tell you? That tells you even people on the right who should understand what needs to be done, who should understand what is necessary, even they either don't know what they're doing or they're not willing to do it. Instead, we get a whole lot of, get your government hands off my Social Security. And with that attitude, we're finished. All right? I want to stop talking about this now because it's depressing. I'm going to do some emails. We're going to talk about what they're doing in Arizona. This is probably not good for Trump, what they're doing in Arizona. In fact, it's definitely not good. So let's discuss that right off the bat next. Before we discuss that, speaking of saving money, it's hard to find money savings right now. Cost of everything going up. What if you could pay half for your cell phone, half of what you're paying now? If you switch from Verizon, if you switch from AT&T, if you switch from T-Mobile and you switch to Pure Talk, you can save half. I have four phone lines in my house. Me, wife, kids. We pay half of what we were paying at T-Mobile, and we're talking 10 minutes on the phone speaking to someone who speaks English, an American, who speaks and understands English and is pleasant to you. Does that sound appealing? Oh, and by the way, when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, that'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk. Save some cash. #250, say Jesse Kelly. What's happening in Arizona? Why is it trouble for us? Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.